Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Obviously some comments that were made yesterday from James Fisher-Harris saying that this Panther side is the best Panther side of all time. And I assume he means sort of because they've gone back to back, they're the first side to do it. Which is a fair shout. They are the first side to go back to back. Obviously the 91 side got very, very close but weren't able to do it. So as far as what James Fisher-Harris is saying, they are the first team to go back-to-back. So I can understand where he is coming from. Did he need to say it? That's probably another conversation to be had. But I thought it'd be interesting to go through and have a look at their four premiership-winning sides, compare them all statistically, and see how they all stacked up. Now, they've got four premiership-winning sides, the 1991 Penrith Panthers, the 2003 Penrith Panthers, and then the 2021 and the 2022 Penrith Panthers sides. Obviously, this 21 and 22 side, you could sort of crop them together to some extent, but they are still separate premiership winning teams. So I have done all their stats accordingly as two separate sides, same as I have for the 91 and the 2003 side. So what I've done for each of the teams, I've gone through their attack. I found their average points per game during the regular season. I found their average points per game during the finals when it matters. And then I've combined the two to find their overall attacking points. I've done the same with defense, their regular season defense, their finals defense, and then their overall defense. Average points per games conceded. Then I've done their stats as well. So their win percentage, how many games they won out of how many games, and then their win percentage along with it. And then I've included it for finals footy as well. It should be noted that obviously in these premiership victories, they've only lost the Panthers over the four sides. They've only lost one finals game throughout the whole thing, which was obviously the South Sydney Rabbitohs in round one last year. So your win percentage in your finals, as it is for the vast majority of premiership winning sides, is just about 100%. The 2021 Panthers, they went at 75% because they lost that one game. It is also interesting to note that with these teams, you look at the Panther side that won the comp this year in the finals, they only played three games. You look at the team that won it last year, they played four games. The 2003 team, they played three games. The 1991 side, they only played a major semi-final and the grand final. So a couple of different avenues taken by these Penrith Panthers sides. And let me get this straight with you guys. These are only stats, yeah? You can argue about this all day and you can talk about the way the game has changed and everything, and I will probably agree with the vast majority of it. There is more points being scored nowadays than what there was in 1991. For example, there's been so many changes to, you know, the rules, the players, sports science, I mean, just the speed of the game, everything imaginable has changed. So we're just going off stats and comparing those. I understand there is a lot of variables within this. I get that. And if that's going to frustrate you too much, turn the podcast off now. Yeah, do yourself a favor. But Just let go of all that for the next couple of minutes and just have a look at some of the numbers because they will probably surprise you. Now, before I sat down to do this, I thought, you know what? It's not great of James Fisher-Harris to say that because it's a bit hard to compare different eras like that. And I probably thought that the 2022-2021 Panthers would absolutely dominate in all of these areas. It is interesting, the numbers that have been shot out, though, and I'll go through them now. Just a reminder, if you're going to get emotional and you're going to get upset and butthurt about how the game has changed and the stats don't indicate that, that is fine. Take it somewhere else. I do not give a fuck. Okay, let's have a look at these teams. So the four teams, let's have a look. We'll start with their attack. So when I ranked the teams 1-4 as far as attack goes, just for their overall season, including the regular season and the final series, in last place, so the team that scored the least amount of points per game throughout their premiership winning season, it was the 1991 Panthers. They averaged 21 points per game. Probably not a huge shock there. We know that there's a lot more points being scored nowadays than what there was back then. So no real shock to me that the 1991 Panthers only scored 21 points per game. In second last place was the 2021 Panthers. They averaged 26 points per game. So when you think back to that 2021 side, obviously in the finals, they didn't score a stack of points. Their defense was sensational. But during the regular season, they were fucking unbelievable. And they averaged just under one more try per game than the 1991 Panthers. So the gap isn't huge, but over a whole season, that is quite a bit, 5 points per game. Interestingly enough, in first place was a tie between the 2022 Panthers and the 2003 Panthers. So I sort of thought in attack, the more modern Panthers, I thought they would absolutely dominate this stat, but it is the 2003 Panthers. They were better in attack than the 2021 Panthers, meaning that they scored more points per game. Only 1 point per game on average over that season. But the 2022 Panthers, so this year's Panthers, and the 2003 Panthers scored 27 points per game. So at the moment, obviously, you've got the 2022 Panthers and the 2003 Panthers up the very top. But you've got the 2021 Panthers who are only 1 point behind both of them. So this modern crop, they are obviously on top as it stands right now. But the 2003 Panthers, a pretty good effort to score 27 points per game. A lot of reasons for that, etc. We're not going to go into it. A lot of it also comes down to opinion as well. But pretty impressive to see the 2003 Panthers stack up with this modern side that is an absolute juggernaut as they were last year. You will remember in the final series last year, the Panthers did not score many points. I mean, if they would have scored at, you know, the same rate they were scoring in the regular season, I think they would have smashed both of the 2022 and the 2003 sides. But history is what history is. Those are the points. So sitting in attack, number one, the two best teams were the 2022 Panthers and the 2003 Panthers. They were tied in first place, 27 points per game. Now, let's have a look at the defensive stats. Really interesting. Now, we mentioned that the 2003 Panthers, they were first in attack, equal with the 2022 Panthers. They were in fourth place when it comes to defense. They conceded 21 points per game over the entire season. So they were scoring 27, scoring 21, so winning on average by about 6 points per game throughout that season, one converted try there. So the 2003 Panthers, defensively compared to these other guys, they are let down a little bit. Now, the second worst, so in third place, the 2021 Panthers, they conceded 15 points per game. The 2021 Panthers, 15 points per game, which is pretty damn impressive, but not as good as the 2022 Panthers and the 1991 Panthers. In second place out of those two sides, interestingly enough, is the 2022 Panthers, 14 points per game, an incredible knock during a final series. I want you to also consider that during the 2021 final series, the Panthers, they conceded next to no points, which was unbelievable. But the 2022 Panthers this year conceded only 14 points. So that is better than the 2021 Panthers and the 2003 Penrith Panthers sides. But in first place, and credit to them, the 1991 Panthers, they conceded just 11 points on average per game throughout their entire 1991 campaign. An incredible effort. Yes, there was less points scored back then. I understand what you are saying. I can hear people getting angry that are modern day Panthers fans and whatnot, but you got to respect they were 3 points better per game than the 2022 Panthers in defense. It was a completely different game. I understand that. But the stats are what the stats are. There's obviously the 1991 Panthers when they came last in attack out of these four sides. That was because of the era they played in. It was also, you know, partly because of the era they play in because they're at the top of the defensive heap there. But they're still there, and credit to them. They defended their asses off that season. 11 points per game over that entire season is incredibly impressive for the 91 Panthers. So as it stands right now, we've got the 91 Panthers leading defense but last in attack. We've got the 2022 Panthers who are leading attack and second in defense. And then we've got the 2021 Panthers who are, you know, second but realistically third overall in attack and third overall in defense. And then the 2003 Panthers, obviously we mentioned them, leading attack but the last in defense as well. So an interesting little balance there. I think overall, if you're ranking them, you'd probably have to say that the 2022 Panthers, as it stands right now, the most consistent. But let's have a look at what is potentially the most important aspect of these stats. We'll have a look at their win percentage for each season. Now, it should be noted that each of these teams, they played a different amount of games throughout each season. Obviously, that's changed a lot over the years. We'll start with the 91 Panthers. They played 24 games that season. They played two finals games. Then the 2003 Panthers, they played 26 games that year, including three finals games. The 2021 Panthers, they played 28 games during that season, including four finals. And of course, most recently, the 2022 Panthers, they played 27 games throughout that season, including three finals games. So the stats are a little bit different as far as games played, but your win percentage, it still tells the story there. Let's have a look at the win percentages, and we will start in fourth place, the Penrith Panthers premiership winning side that had the lowest win percentage. It was the 2003 Penrith Panthers. They won 20 from 26 games, still an incredible effort, winning all three of their finals games that season. Their win percentage was 77%. So 77%, that is the floor of these Penrith Panthers premiership winning side. Still an incredible knock. In third place is the 1991 Panthers, the original Panthers. They won 20 games from 24 games, including their two finals games. So their win percentage was 83%. So it was, in fact, 6% better than the 2003 Panthers, which is a decent little gap, especially when you compare it to the top two. So obviously the top two are the modern-day Penrith Panthers. The 2022 Panthers, they played 27 games. The 2021 Panthers, they played 28 games. In second place is the current side, the 2022 Panthers, with a win percentage of 85%. They won 23 from 27 games, obviously losing two games to the Parramatta Eels and losing another game to the North Queensland Cowboys this season. So the 2022 Panthers with an 85%. To be specific, it was 85.1%, so it rounded down to 85. Whereas the 2021 Panthers, who remember, they are actually the only team out of these four to lose a finals game, which makes it even more impressive. They won 24 from 28, and that came in at 85.8%, which rounds up to 86%. If you want to go with the decimal point percentage, they still do get the job done there. So pretty damn impressive. When you look overall win percentage, you've got the 2021 Panthers, 86%, slightly edging out the 2022 Panthers at 85%, with the 1991 Panthers at 83%, and the 2003 Panthers at 77%. So, I mean, all in all, when you consider that the 2021, they were the best win percentage side. The 2022, they were the best attack, along with the 2003 Panthers. And then defensively, the 91 side on stats was the best. It's pretty crazy that all four teams in one of my three categories that I chose, and maybe you can think of better categories to go through and do this with. These are just the three that I chose. It is pretty damn impressive that for attack, it was the 2022 Panthers and the 2003 Panthers. For defense, it was the 91 Panthers. And for win percentage, it was the 2021 Panthers. So all four of these teams somehow managed to top three categories, which is pretty damn impressive. All topped a category. No one topped two categories, but it should be noted that the 2022 Panthers, obviously the team that James Fisher-Harris is referring to, they were number one for attack. They were number two for defense, and they were number two for overall win percentage by something like 0.5% or something ridiculous like that. So, I mean,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you were to average it all out over the whole thing, maybe there is an argument that this 2022 Panthers side statistically is the best of them all. But I do think it's a little bit closer than what James Fisher-Harris sort of made it out to be yesterday. And I think that just making that claim after a number of beers, when you look at these stats and you compare all these teams and see just how close they were, it is pretty interesting. The only stat that the 2022 Panthers won outright, they actually had a draw with the 2003 Panthers anyway. And I think from memory, the 2003 Panthers might have been just a decimal point, just a couple above them anyway. But it was very, very tight, and they rounded down to the same anyway. So very interesting. I mean, overall, when you average it out, 2022 Panthers on top. But I don't think it is as clear-cut as what I thought, or probably as clear-cut as what James Fisher-Harris probably thinks, in my opinion. Pretty interesting to have a look at that there and have a look. Obviously, the different eras, it changes everything a lot. I understand that. We said that off the top. Do not get upset. It is just an interesting thing to discuss off the back of James Fisher-Harris's comments yesterday. I'll just add on to the end of this podcast as well. Just something else to consider is potentially the competitions that these guys played in. Now, this is moving away from stats. Obviously, this is more so opinion. And just to take a quick look at it, I'll have a look at the teams that these sides had to beat in the grand final. So the 91 Panthers, they had to beat the 1991 Canberra Raiders, a champion side. The 2003 Penrith Panthers, they had to beat the 2003 Sydney Roosters, who were going for back-to-back premierships. The 2021 Panthers, they had to beat the 2021 South Sydney Rabbitohs, coached by Wayne Bennett. And then, of course, the 2022 Penrith Panthers, they had to beat the 2022 Parramatta Eels the other night. If I was to rank these teams from 1 to 4, as far as, you know, the best to the worst that they had to beat to get in there, for me, in fourth place, I would probably put the 2022 Parramatta Eels. They'd be the fourth best team out of this group. I think the next one, I would have the South Sydney Rabbitohs of 2021, they'd be the third best. Second and first is tough, but for me, I think that 2003 Rooster side, they were definitely better than the South Sydney and the Parramatta side. They were absolutely stacked, that Roosters team. That forward pack was unbelievable. Freddie, Minicello, Hodges, all these superstars, you name it, they were all in that team. But for me, it is near impossible for me to possibly put anyone in front of the 91 at Canberra Raiders side. I think they're one of the greatest teams in NRL history to not win a premiership. Mal Meninga, Laurie Daly, Bradley Clyde, Ricky Stewart, Glenn Lazarus, Gary Belcher. I mean, the list goes on and on and on in that side. So for me, I would have the 1991 Panthers. I think they had to beat the best side, being the 1991 Canberra Raiders. And this is where, once again, we're getting away from stats. We're getting into opinion. But it definitely is something that you need to consider. I would argue, though, that if you would throw the 2021 Melbourne Storm team in instead of the 2021 South Sydney Rabbitohs, potentially it's a little bit of a different conversation. They were a champion team that obviously won 19 games in a row throughout that season. But it's a bit hard to get into a conversation like that. I think you have to sort of base it off grand final teams. And for me, I think the 1991 side, they definitely came up against the hardest opposition. And then I would say the 2003 side was probably next. So 2022 side, you can only play who is in front of you. And I'm not pushing back on that at all. And this is respectfully to Parramatta. But I just think compared to those other sides, they were probably the fourth best side.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Taylor Cetus. Kalitzinas.
I'm Kalitzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.